Hello, hello, kia ora, kia ora. This is Nat, and this is the first episode of the Lanky Religious Māori Podcast. So fun! I am joined in the studio today by two of my dearest friends. This is Aubrey.
Hello.
And this is Vanessa.
Hello.
Yay! And they have decided to christen the first episode of the Lanky Religious Māori with me. Yay!
With our beautiful voices.
With their beautiful voices. Thank you so much.
Stunnen.
Yes, but for those who didn't listen to my first little trailer episode, which you probably should do because it's really good and it's a really good time as well. It's a great introduction. The reason I called it the Lanky Religious Māori Podcast is because I am lanky, I am religious, and I am indeed Māori. Who would have thunk?
It's pretty original content.
Who would have guessed that that was the reason I called it that? But my auntie did bring it to my attention that it was a bit long, so I have shortened it to the LRM podcast, which is a little nicer and less exhausting to say. So yeah, that's that. But the reason I thought it would be interesting to have a podcast called the Lanky Religious Māori Podcast, because those three parts of me are very important to me, and they give me some cool little lenses to look at the world through, and I'd love to share that with you guys.
It's awesome.
In and out of the studio.
Yeah, we would like to accept it.
Yes! That's what we want to hear.
I think we put up with you so far.
Heck, yeah, you do.
It's our pleasure, really.
So the first topic we are going to cover on the Lanky Religious Māori Podcast is... drum roll, please. Why tall girls wear heels? Any thoughts on that one first, ladies?
Well, I mean, like, wearing heels is, like, a woman's right, I feel. Like, all women wear it, so, like...
Why should we discriminate due to height?
Yes. Thank you. I will just say I am the tallest person in this room.
Easily.
Right now. Yeah. And I wear heels quite often. You guys have seen me in them casually on a Sunday as
just
well.
Just twice my height.
Yep. I bend in half to give hugs. That's often what happens. But I decided that since I am tall and I'm going to be stared at for being tall anyways, might as well make myself extra tall. Might as well do that.
I mean, stands to reason.
Yeah. Like, that's all, folks. They're cute. They make my calves look good.
And the butt.
Exactly. That's why my heels were invented by men, might I add. So why can't you enjoy using them?
Exactly.
Wearing them?
Yeah.
Like, why not? If a shorter girl can wear heels because they make her feel good, they make her feel confident, they make her feel powerful.
Yep.
Why can't I?
It's 2019.
There we go.
Yeah, do what you want. Live your best life.
Yeah. You know what else they're good for? Scouting out future husbands. If they're taller than me in heels, I'm going to be perfect hug height.
Oh,
yeah. That is actually something I got from a tall friend that I met a while ago. She said that, and I was like, that is so unbelievably true.
That's actually pretty clever, because I was just thinking, like, why would you have trouble at all? You can just look above all of the heads of everybody else.
Yeah.
And if you see another...
If you lock eyes with somebody, he's a keeper.
You found him.
There we go. But she was just like, yes, I wear heels because I'm tall and I need to find a future husband who is taller than me. And I was like, well, makes sense.
Yeah, I have a friend back home and she's tall. She's 6'2". And she met a boy who is 6'10". And so she is holding on to him. Oh, and, like, when you see them in pictures together, you're like, oh, they're, like, just an average couple because, like, they average out each other. But really, in reality, they're really tall people. And so she can wear, like, 8-inch heels and then...
And be happy.
And be happy, yeah.
Far out. I wish. That's a dream. Dang.
That's how you breed basketball players.
That is how you breed basketball players. That is not a lie. My goodness. Yes. You guys wear heels, right?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, you both go to church.
I need them.
We all go to church. Lanky religious Māori.
We fall into the religious part.
Yes. How does wearing heels make you feel as people who are maybe not tall?
Well, see, personally, I just need the height.
Yeah.
But, you know, heels, they pull an outfit together. Mm-hmm. It matches. It coordinates. It's a whole look.
It's a look.
It's a look.
Indeed, it is a look. Yes.
Yeah, going to prom, you did not get flats to go to prom.
Oh,
you
no.
got heels to complete the whole outfit.
Could you say it's because you have
dearest
high
listener,
standards?
You cannot see.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, I talked over that. You want to say that again?
High heel standards.
I feel so bad for talking over it. It was really good. And then I was like, whoa, no. But yes, dearest listener, you couldn't see, but the entire time I was nodding my head because I 100% agree. I can testify. You do not wear flats to the school prom.
No.
Well, here it's called a ball.
Yeah, the school ball.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
It's okay, America.
Aubrey is American.
This is one.
Disclaimer. Yes, so this is very much covering the lanky side of the lanky religious Māori, this whole segment, this whole episode. I'm going to start a segment right now. I've decided I'm going to make a segment. I might make a jingle or something for it later.
Oh my gosh, and we're here for it.
Yeah.
Yes.
You're here for
Circle
the birth of a segment.
Genius!
Yep.
Birth of a segment!
Yes, the birth of a segment! So, Lanky Religious Māori, three parts of the podcast. And every episode, we'll pick one of those three things and be like, I don't know, we got to come up with a good name, but just weird misconceptions about that one thing.
Oh, okay? I got this.
Yeah. We need to think of something clever. Put in the comment section below or above or wherever it is on your device about what you think the section should be called. If you think it should be called anything, if you think I should give up on the segment, keep that one to yourself.
Because it's happening.
Yeah, it's happening right now. You can't stop it. So, have you guys heard anything crazy about tall people?
I wouldn't say necessarily crazy, but there's a definite like thing where tall girls can't marry short guys.
Ah, yeah. Yes.
And like that's you... like such a huge thing socially. Mm-hmm.
Yep, even before when we were talking about how, you know, I have to wear heels to find a future husband. Like, when she told me that, I was like, oh, that's kind of stink. Like, what about the little dudes? Oh, the little dudes, they're lovely. But then I did realize when I was in intermediate that all the short guys go for short girls and all the tall guys go for short girls and the tall girls are left with the cats.
See, but is that just because of the stigma around it? Is that
probably
because of people's, like, opinions on the matter?
Yeah. Yeah, I'd say so.
Yeah, I definitely think that it, like, comes into, like, what we thought was, like, a good match. Like, if a girl is taller than her husband, like, that whole, like, feminine versus masculine thing where the guy has to be the one overpowering the woman.
Yeah, like, height is masculine.
Yeah.
And there's no getting away from that, apparently. You know who's doing a really good job at getting away from that, though? Brienne of Tarth, what's her name? Do you guys watch Game of Thrones?
No.
No. Good religious.
Good winning. <job.
laughs> But what is her name? Gwendolyn Christie. She's this really tall lady. I think she's like 6'4".
Oh,
and
wow.
She played a character on Game of Thrones who got like knighted and stuff. And she was seen as masculine. And in all of her red carpet interviews and all of that, she's like, I want to show that tall, stocky ladies can be gorgeous. And I'm like, yes! Get it, girl! Exactly like that. It excites me.
But it's also funny, like, that we think about it, because when we think of, like, supermodels, we always think of supermodels being super tall.
We've got two...
Yeah, and being the ideal of humanity.
Yeah, like, you have to be tall and skinny.
Must be nice, Natalie.
Two impossible standards to live up to.
Yeah.
You know, what's her name? Brienne of Tarth or supermodel. And I am neither.
Or you're a little bit of both.
Or...
Exactly.
Okay, I'll take that. Brienne of Tarth is freaking awesome. She gets knighted. Did I say that before? She gets
Miranda
knighted. Hart. Heck to the yeehaw. Okay, I'll take it. Thank you. Lovely. Well, thank you two for joining me on this little chat.
No worries.
It's been
thank
a great
you for
time.
Having us.
Oh, please. Have you got anything you would like to leave? Like an Instagram handle that you'd like people to follow? Because I can do that now because I am an influencer.
No, I want no one to know who I am.
I do, at Regina Falange.
There we go. Vanessa's like, I don't want to be associated with this. And you know what, sis, fair shout.
It's
okay.
Not you, it's me.
Fair dinkum. Okay. Well, thank you for tuning in. This has been the first episode of the Lanky Religious Māori. I know it was a bit of a mess, but that's just because of me, not because of my two lovely guests. But, yeah. That's been a great time. And once again, I'm still working on an outro. I did get one suggestion that they were like, I'm feeling the Toodles for your outro. And I'm like, okay, we'll give that a go. Thanks for listening. This has been Nat on the LRM podcast. Toodles! Ooh, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that one.